Well, coming up, Chicago is hosting the world's largest biotechnology event this week. I'll file a report on the economics of the bio industry. Bio 2006 filled McCormick Place. It attracted a former president of the United States as a keynoter. It was protested by a few in the streets of the Windy City. Mostly, though, it was all about the business of economic development. Walk down aisle after aisle after aisle of the trade show floor, and sure, you'll find billion-dollar drug companies and small vendors of cool biotech gadgets. But mostly you'll see names like Illinois, Indiana, California, Missouri, Brazil, Belgium, China. Yes, states and nations all want to be home to the biotechnology revolution. This was an interesting year for BIO, which, by the way, stands for Biotechnology Industry Organization, and lobbies on behalf of its members. Interesting because it's the first year agriculture has played a major role in the conference. The drug companies have been using and releasing biotechnology products for about 25 years, but ag has only been in the business for a decade or so. It came in with the introduction of Roundup Ready soybeans, bioengineered, genetically modified, by Monsanto to live even when sprayed with a deadly herbicide. Some thought that bioengineered soybeans might be the end of biotechnology and Monsanto for a while, as Europe and Japan refused to yield to the modification, blocking its entrance into their food system. Not so. Today, the San Francisco-based Burl & Company Life Sciences Merchant Bank, it claims to have over $500 million under management and invested in the biotechnology sector, says the Midwest, which is home to life science industry leaders like Abbott Labs, ADM, Baxter, Cargill, Dow AgriSciences, Eli Lilly 3M, Guidant, Medtronic, GE Medical, Monsanto, and Procter & Gamble, the Midwest, it says, is well-positioned to become a biotechnology powerhouse. It will take money, collaborations of research institutions, read Big Ten, and big companies already in the region, along with the political will to provide a stable, supportive tax, financial, and regulatory environment. That seems to be just exactly what Bio 2006 was set up to achieve. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.